Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Evaluating Machine Learning Models. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Implementing Machine Learning Concepts in the Machine Learning Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as understanding model evaluation metrics including accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 score, the importance of model validation, and techniques for improving model performance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to evaluate the performance of machine learning models and apply techniques to enhance them, equipping you with essential skills for your career in the fintech sector. Main content: understanding model evaluation metrics. Evaluating machine learning models begins with understanding key performance metrics. The most common metrics include accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 score. Accuracy is the ratio of correctly predicted instances to the total instances. While it provides a quick overview, it can be misleading in unbalanced datasets where one class significantly outnumbers another. For example, in a dataset where 95% of the instances are of one class, a model could achieve 95% accuracy by simply predicting the majority class. Precision measures the accuracy of positive predictions. It is calculated as the number of true positives divided by the sum of true positives and false positives. High precision is essential in scenarios like fraud detection, where false positives can lead to unnecessary investigations. For instance, if a model flags 10 transactions as fraudulent but only 3 are actually fraudulent, the precision would be 30%. Recall, on the other hand, measures the ability of a model to find all the relevant cases, true positives. It is calculated as the number of true positives divided by the sum of true positives and false negatives. In a fintech context, recall is crucial for identifying all fraudulent transactions, minimizing missed opportunities. If a model detects 8 out of 10 actual fraud cases, its recall would be 80%. F1 score is the harmonic mean of precision and recall, providing a balance between the two. It is particularly useful in cases of class imbalance, ensuring that you account for both false positives and false negatives. A high F1 score indicates a robust model that is effective in both identifying true positives and minimizing false positives. For instance, in a fraud detection scenario, a model with an F1 score of 0.85 indicates strong performance in detecting fraud while limiting false alarms. Importance of model validation. Model validation is a critical step in ensuring the reliability of machine learning models. It involves testing the model on unseen data to evaluate its performance and generalization capabilities. Common validation techniques include train/test split. This method involves splitting the dataset into a training set to build the model and a test set to evaluate its performance. A common split ratio is 80% training and 20% testing, which allows for sufficient data to train the model while reserving enough to assess its effectiveness. K-fold cross-validation. This technique divides the dataset into K-subsets, or folds. The model is trained on K1 folds and tested on the remaining fold. This process is repeated K times, with each fold used as the test set once. This ensures that every data point is used for both training and testing, providing a more reliable estimate of model performance. For example, with 5-fold cross-validation, each fold acts as a test set once, allowing for comprehensive evaluation. Leave-one-out cross-validation, a special case of K-fold. This method uses one single example from the dataset as the test set while the rest serve as the training set. This is particularly useful for small datasets, as it maximizes the training data available for each iteration. By validating models, you can identify potential overfitting, where the model performs well on training data but poorly on unseen data. This ensures that the model maintains its predictive power in real-world applications. Overfitting can mislead stakeholders regarding the model's actual performance, hence the need for rigorous validation. Techniques for improving model performance. After evaluating model performance, the next step is to enhance it. Here are several techniques to consider. Feature engineering. This involves selecting, modifying, or creating new features from the existing dataset. better features can significantly improve model performance. For instance, in a credit scoring model, you might create a new feature that combines income with credit utilization to give a more holistic view of a borrower's creditworthiness. Identifying and creating relevant features can often lead to more insightful predictions. Hyperparameter tuning. Machine learning models often have parameters that can be adjusted to improve performance. Techniques such as grid search or random search can help find the optimal combination of parameters for your model. For example, adjusting the learning rate or the number of trees in a random forest model can significantly affect outcomes. Ensemble methods. These techniques combine multiple models to create a stronger predictor. Methods such as bagging, e.g., random forest, and boosting, e.g., XGBoost, can lead to significant improvements in accuracy and robustness. For example, using an ensemble can help reduce variance and overcome the limitations of individual models. Regularization. This technique adds a penalty to the loss function used by the model, discouraging complexity and helping to prevent overfitting. Regularization techniques include L1 and L2 regularization, which can be particularly useful in linear models. Applying these techniques can lead to simpler models that generalize better to unseen data. By applying these techniques, you can enhance the accuracy and reliability of your machine learning models, making them more effective in addressing challenges in fintech. Conclusion. In this lesson, we have covered the essential aspects of evaluating machine learning models, including critical metrics and techniques for performance enhancement. You now understand how to assess model accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 score, the importance of model validation, and various strategies to improve model performance. As you continue your journey in machine learning, remember that evaluation and enhancement are ongoing processes that play a vital role in achieving success in the fintech industry. Reflection questions. How can you apply the concept of precision in evaluating a fraud detection model in your work? What validation technique would you choose for a small dataset, and why? Reflect on a time when you encountered model overfitting. What steps could you take to prevent this in future projects?